Christ is in our midst. This morning, as you have just listened to the gospel lesson from St. Luke, the 16th chapter, the parable of the unjust steward, I want us to see this integral connection between stewardship and justice. For after all, this is the parable of the unjust steward, as it's so titled. And what does justice mean? Justice, you know, we can think of in terms of upholding the law. I mean, certainly for me, and having come out of a law enforcement background, that's typically what I think of when I think of justice. But justice is at a more fundamental level. Justice is giving what is owed. It's giving what is owed. So in a sense, there is an indebtedness tied to justice. In fact, St. Paul, in the epistle lesson this morning from Romans chapter 8, says that we are debtors. That we are debtors, but it's a matter of to what or to whom do we owe? And so I just want to remind you of what he says beginning in verse 12 of Romans chapter 8. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. And of course, he's referring to our fallen carnal nature, that which desires, that which is entangled with the fallenness of this entire world, in seeking after pleasures and sins. But he says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. And he goes on to say, and therefore if sons, then we are heirs, heirs with Christ. And so understanding something about the fact that we are debtors really brings us to a place of understanding justice, and justice as it relates to stewardship. Now, we live in 21st century America, one of the wealthiest nations in the world. And we may not be readily admitting of it, but we live and have really largely adopted a very materialistic lifestyle and culture. God has raised wealth among people, but yet there are always the poor. Jesus himself said the poor will always be with you. And you understand why the poor are with us. It is for the salvation of the wealthy. It is in carrying out and practicing our own stewardship of giving, of seeing the other in need. This is a system which God created and set in order. We don't like to see others. We ourselves, whenever we have found ourselves in debt, and we think of debt as being a bad thing, and many times it is. Most Americans are up to their eyeballs in debt, right? Between mortgage, car payments, credit cards. We talk about the national debt. But when we're talking about an indebtedness in terms of justice, it is a system that God has established. And it's not only about money, but Jesus in this parable of the unjust steward is really getting at this through the whole vehicle of money. Because it really, if we look at how we spend our money, that is very often a good indication and a barometer of what the values of the heart are. To what degree are we being faithful stewards with the material wealth that we have been blessed with? And really the whole point of the parable of the unjust steward, this man who was about ready to be put out of the stewardship because somebody had snitched on him, right? Somebody had snitched on him, and his master became angry. And he devised a plan. He went to all the people who owed his master money, and he said, quick, how much do you owe? And he worked a deal with each of them so that they were able to settle up for less than what they actually owed. And in the end, the master commended him. And Jesus, the whole point of this is saying that those of unrighteous mammon, that is, those who serve the money, the material wealth of this world, are better at making friends than those of us who are children of light. And that's an indicting thing to hear. To know that in many ways we have yet to understand the true principles of stewardship bound up with justice and giving what is owed. The fact of the matter is, the poor are owed. The poor are owed by their plight. They are owed from the wealth that we have. If you were here for Matins this morning, it was very appropriate that the Psalms that we chanted were very much aligned with this idea about the poor and about how it is that we treat the poor. But I want us to understand that it's not that it goes beyond money. We have a stewardship. Because we are children of light, because we have been adopted by the Spirit of grace, such that by the Spirit we may say to the Father, He who is unapproachable and holy, Abba. We can call Him Abba, Father, Daddy. We have this privilege. We have been adopted in by the Spirit of grace. We ourselves have become recipients and transformed by the gospel through forgiveness, through grace. And so we are debtors. Debtors not to the flesh, but debtors to the Spirit. Not only to the poor, but in terms of the other things that we've been given. St. Paul describes the gospel itself as a treasure. He said in Corinthians, he said, we have this treasure. Where? In earthen vessels. That is, in you and me. We in flesh, the gospel. It is by our actions, by our attitudes, that the gospel is lived out in a visible way, in a tangible and concrete way, in the circumstances of our life. But I would also say we have a stewardship, not only of the gospel, and of course also St. Paul talks about for the apostolic ministry, that is for bishops and priests and so forth, we also have a stewardship of the mysteries, that is the holy sacraments of the church. But there is also a stewardship of how we think, how we emotionalize. Let me explain this a little bit farther. The word for mind in the Greek is nous. And we very often think of, when we start talking about our thought life, we begin to think that our thought life are just synapses going off in the brain. It's those neural pathways that are firing. And perhaps at a neurological perspective, that's absolutely true. It's in terms of science. But in terms of a theological understanding of the mind, the ancients, the early church, understood the nous as being the organ of the body, the organ, really the organ of the soul, by which we perceived the invisible world. So that thoughts, while sometimes may just be self-dialogue, thoughts can also be planted into our mind by the Holy Spirit or by the world of diabolical darkness and powers, demonic beings. This is why St. Paul said that we need to take captive our thought life. We need to be stewards, in other words. We need to be good stewards of our thought life if we are to abide in the call to live a life of a just servant and steward of God. But this is oftentimes difficult. You know, counselors will sometimes tell us that we create our own emotions in response to things that may occur within our own life, in terms of relationships, in terms of stressors within our life. But in taking captive every thought, I think goes along with what Elder Thaddeus of Vitanica, whose sayings are recorded in a book, Our Thoughts Determine Our Lives. And I want to read you just a couple of his quotes. Our life depends on the kind of thoughts we nurture. If our thoughts are peaceful, calm, meek, and kind, then that is what our life is like. If our attention is turned to the circumstances in which we live, we are drawn into a whirlpool of thoughts and can have neither peace nor tranquility. He also goes on to describe how this life, this stewardship of our thoughts, and consequently of our emotions, is also tied to the humility which brings us to repentance, the pathway, the very means of our salvation in Christ. He says, Elder Thaddeus says this, our starting point is always wrong. Instead of beginning with ourselves, we always want to change others first and ourselves last. If everyone would begin first with themselves, then there would be peace all around. We need repentance. You see, repentance is not only going to a priest and confessing. We must free ourselves from the obsession of thoughts. We fall many times during our life, and it is absolutely necessary to reveal everything in confession to a priest who is a witness to our repentance. Repentance is the renewal of life, Elder Thaddeus goes on to say. This means we must free ourselves from all our negative traits and turn toward absolute good. No sin is unforgivable except the sin of unrepentance. We as a family of faith struggle. We struggle with our own negativity. We struggle with our own thought life and our response to that thought life. But we have been called to a life of grace, a life of good stewardship. And that good stewardship necessarily means a life of justice. How it is that we are giving back what is owed, giving back to God, giving to the poor, extending forgiveness to that brother or sister who has hurt us. Otherwise, we go down the path of bitterness. In the words of Elder Thaddeus, we go down in the whirlpool of all that negative of thoughts and emotions of our life. We are swallowed. And this is where the enemy would want us. So let us remember Jesus' parable of the good steward. Always striving for those opportunities to give. To give not only of our money, but to give of our very lives in holiness and righteousness and humility. This, my brothers and sisters, is the good stewardship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.